The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, and I put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you have come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Doubt though the stars are fire, doubt that the sun doth move, doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love. These words, taken from William Shakespeare's Hamlet, remind us that doubt is a very real presence in our lives. We doubt the things that we hear. We second guess the things that we see, especially when what we see and what we hear differs from our own thoughts and opinions. But doubt isn't a bad thing. It shows that we're actively engaged in our conversations, in our learning, in our everyday lives. But what about the big things? What about faith? In our reading from John's Gospel, we see the disciples' reaction to our risen Christ. After experiencing their own trials and tribulations in the days after the crucifixion, the disciples are huddled together in a locked room in Galilee, fearing repercussion from the government, fearing those that crucified their teacher, fearing taking the next step without the safety net of their teacher beside them. They close themselves off from the rest of the world. But just as he did with the women on the road, Jesus miraculously appears in their midst, proclaiming the peace of God be among them. Peace. Peace is not all that he gives this mass of huddling men and women. No. He gives them the courage to go out, courage to go out and face the world anew when he bestows upon them the Holy Spirit. Now, this is wonderful, wonderful news for them. But not everyone is there. Thomas is missing. He comes back and finds the disciples jubilant, at ease once again, and he wonders what's happened. He asks them, and they tell him, "We have seen the Lord." But it takes more than testimonial for Thomas to get on board. Thomas is no nonsense. He's a realist. He wants to see physical proof. "I want to see the marks on his hands. You know what? Even better than that, I want him standing right in front of me. Then I'll believe you." Well, dear friends in Christ, Thomas gets what he asked for. A week later, the same thing occurs, and this time Thomas is with them. Wasting no time, Jesus calls out Thomas for his proclamation. "You, whom I love, come and touch my hands. Touch my side where the spear punctured me. See that it's truly me. Do you believe now?" To which a now humbled Thomas makes the ultimate confession of faith: "My Lord and my God." I want to go out on a limb here and say that this is one of the hardest texts to hear, at least for your friendly neighborhood vicar. We come out of Easter joyous, brimming with zeal that Christ is arisen. And then we're thrust back to reality. That's what this reading is. It's a dose of reality. It's a lesson in humility about how our hearts and minds work when it comes to matters of faith. We can be so sure of something in the moment, but we get into our cars. We sit quietly with our thoughts. We start to doze off to sleep, and our minds start to wander. We start to ponder faith, question, unpack the mysteries that lie within, and soon, sooner than we think, that zeal is gone. Our Easter hats strewn in the corner in favor of our Sherlock Holmes deerstalker cap. This is what we confront in Jesus' interaction with Thomas. For dear friends in Christ, Thomas is you and me. We're people of five senses, people that require tangible proof. I mean, who among us would not want to see the wounded hands of Christ, see his side pierced by the spear? I would, just so I knew that I wasn't going crazy. Thomas's questions don't seem unreasonable. They're logical, almost a given if we were to enter into his situation. Thomas stands in the place of each and every one of us in that moment, asking the questions that would most assuredly come out of our mouths. But we aren't only Thomas. We're also the people that Jesus speaks of. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. We are people that have not seen, yet we believe. But we still yearn for that tangible piece of evidence to put our questions, to put our anxieties to bed. This is the place where God meets us. as we stand in the already and the not yet, in the seen and the unseen. Jesus comes to us, stands with us in the midst of our storms of doubt and disbelief. Jesus doesn't push us away because of our doubts, but he bids us to come closer, to see the marks of his death on the cross, and to receive the peace which only he can give. Jesus comes into the locked rooms and barricades of fear that we make for ourselves to bring us peace and to send us into the world to be the body of Christ. This is the depth and breadth of God's love. A love that cannot be confined by doors, blockades, or tombs. A love that has no doubt about us, even when we might have doubts about it. Amen.